Talented Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 57. It is the 28th of June today. It's actually my dancing show tonight, and weirdly, I feel quite relaxed. Normally, it's quite a stressful time, or it can be quite a stressful time, but I suppose you choose to be stressed or not. And yeah, I feel very organised. I've got some incredible help that I've delegated really, really well, and I have an incredible team that have been literally godsend. So however, it gives you that kind of sense of like feeling like you've missed something, because the things that, because you've normally got so much to do, and although I still do have a lot, I don't have anything like what I would normally have. So yes, dance show tonight. So this podcast is coming to you a day later than normal, just because it's just been bit hectic. So it's actually a Friday today. Normally this goes out on a Thursday, so apologies for that. So yeah, dance show tonight. I'm excited. We really have been on it with regards to organisation and communication, and has made a massive difference to the whole process. So fingers crossed everything runs smoothly. We've had a wee couple of hiccups, but nothing that can't be problem solved. So today I'm going to talk to you about change, and about how we fear change and how it actually needs to be embraced. So your life can literally change in an instant, and that can be for the better or for the worse. Life is not linear. I speak about this all the time. Like it can throw you curveballs, and sometimes those curveballs are amazing, and sometimes those curveballs are not so much. And with every single decision you make on a daily basis, you can pivot the whole path that is ahead of you. And that, even like I said a wee second ago about the stress thing, like choosing to be stressed or choosing to find solutions, and you're stressed, like if you encompass stress, it's not going to solve any problems. It's easy, definitely easier said than done. But yeah, change is scary. It's really scary, and I'm going through a bit of a change just now as well, and it's a bit scary. It's the whole fear of the unknown, isn't it? Like the what ifs, they creep into your head, and the wee monkey brain just starts sabotaging you and telling you that either, depending on what it is, like you're not good enough, or that it's all going to fail, or that fear of failure, sometimes fear of excuse me, fear of like actually things working out as well. But it's also inevitable. Change is inevitable. Like in order for you to grow and learn and move forward with life, change is inevitable. It's a part of life. And it's actually needed, because otherwise you can stay like stuck and stagnant and lack that real purpose in life. So what scary change are you avoiding today? And what steps can you do to move forward into the path ahead of you? What change are you avoiding? And what's the fear that's relating to that change? Where does this come from? It's something that I've had to sit with quite a lot recently. Is like that whole change and it being a bit scary. It's daunting, because it pulls you from what is familiar, and that's in our DNA, like in our core DNA. Like you want to be comfort, like it's comfort is your thing, that makes you feel safe, and we cling to that comfort zone, fearing the failure or uncertainty. But embracing change really is crucial for growth and progress. It opens up new doors, new opportunities, new perspectives. And we want to try and avoid resisting change. You want it to be the catalyst to propel you forward. You want to embrace it. You want to release old habits and watch yourself evolve into the best version of yourself. And genuinely, like if I was to rewind time about 5 years ago, I am like an entirely different person. I still look pretty similar. I'm still at my core, my values and all my kind of spiritual soul, at a soul level, I'm the same person. But who I am and who I am on a daily basis, and the things that I do on a daily basis, and the learnings that I've had over the last kind of 4 or 5 years has hugely impacted my life, and it has been a lot of change. There's been a lot of change. Now, that none of these changes were like overnight. They've been like gradual over time, like 1% every day. And once upon a time, I was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Avoidant of change. I was very avoidant of change, like everything just being just so. And now I realize that actually change is so important for your growth. It's so important for learning new experiences and allowing yourself to be in new experiences and heather out that future that's for yourself. And that can be in a physical capacity, mental capacity, relationships and careers. Change is really, really important. It's going to help you move forward. It's going to help you find what your purpose is, find your path, find your people, find your tribe. And it's not as scary. Sometimes it is, but it's not always as scary as what your head is telling you it is. And stepping into that courage to step into that change is where you're going to grow. Your confidence is going to grow. Your self-belief is going to grow. Your self-trust is going to grow. And your life is going to grow. So we want to try and resist avoiding it. We want to embrace it. And what will be. And that makes it kind of exciting. So I hope that served you well today. Hope it's sometimes these wee things is just the thing you need to hear and it just lands with you. I will be back with you next week. Hopefully it'll be more like summer. That would be good. And yeah, have an awesome day, whatever you're up to. I'll be excited to report back how this weekend went. We have the dance show tonight and we have a competition on Sunday. So the last competition, I can't believe we are 6 months into the year already. It is crazy. But I suppose there's another wee point while I'm on is 6 months is done, just about. What's the 6 months, next 6 months going to look like for your life? What do you want it to look like? What is the picture in your head? What is the thing that you would love to be able to do? And what is the fear that's holding you back? What is the reasoning for not doing it? Where do you want your life to be at the end of 2024? How crazy is that to think about that? Anyway, have a great day and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye.